This is the Poetry Magazine podcast for the week of October 3rd, 2016. I'm Dawn Cher, editor of Poetry Magazine.
And I'm Lindsay Garbutt, assistant editor for the magazine. We have two poems by Carolyn Forché in the issue, and they both have to do with the humanitarian disaster of the war in Syria and the refugees fleeing it.
With this, our new weekly format, we're going to hear one of the Carolyn Forché poems in this podcast and the other in a podcast later in the month.
Forché is perhaps best known for coining the term poetry of witness. For decades now, she has written socially and politically engaged poetry that is deeply rooted in her own experience. She also edited the groundbreaking anthology from 1993, Against Forgetting, 20th Century Poetry of Witness.
One of her poems in the October issue is called The Boatman.
This poem arises from conversations with a cab driver who was a refugee from the war in Syria. He was from the city of Homs. The boatman. We were 31 souls all, he said, on the gray sick of sea, in a cold rubber boat, rising and falling in our filth. By morning, this didn't matter. No land was in sight. All were soaked to the bone, living and dead. We could still float, we said, from war to war. What lay behind us but ruins of stone piled on ruins of stone? City called Mother of the Poor, surrounded by fields of cotton and millet. City of jewelers and cloakmakers, with the oldest church in Christendom and the sword of Allah. If anyone remains there now, he assures, they would be utterly alone. There is a hotel named for it in Rome, 200 meters from the Piazza di Spagna, where you can have breakfast under the portraits of film stars. There, the staff cannot do enough for you. But I am talking nonsense again, as I have since that night. We fetched a child, not ours, from the sea, drifting face down in a life vest, its eyes taken by fish or the birds above us. After that, Aleppo went up in smoke, and Raqqa came under a rain of leaflets warning everyone to go, leave, yes, but go where? We lived through the Americans and Russians, through Americans again, many nights of death from the clouds, mornings surprised to be waking from the sleep of death, still unburied and alive, but with no safe place. Leave, yes, we'll obey the leaflets, but go where? To the sea to be eaten? To the shores of Europe to be caged? To camp misery? And camp remain here? I ask you then, where? You tell me you are a poet. If so, our destination is the same. I find myself now the boatman, driving a taxi at the end of the world. I will see that you arrive safely, my friend. I will get you there.
You can scarcely think it possible to find words in a poem that do justice to this subject. And I think Carolyn Forché does that. I think it's one of her strengths, her longstanding strengths as a poet, to do this and to undertake to do it, which is difficult. And this figure of a boatman is so compelling and also ingenious because it talks about the migrations that are taking place with boats that are lethal sometimes and not salvific, and that this character becomes a taxi driver where the job of driving people mirrors that movement in a very different kind of world is fascinating and real. You know, that determination to see to it that a stranger arrives safely, that a stranger can get there alive, is the light of the world. And this way of telling the story is just remarkable to me, that it culminates in that determination to continue the movement and see to another safety.
Yeah, it's an incredible generosity to offer that safety to another person. And I think that ending is all the more effective because of how challenging the poem is. And I don't mean challenging in the sense of it's difficult to understand or difficult language, but that it directly challenges the reader and its questions. It says,
"But go where? To the sea to be eaten? To the shores of Europe to be caged? To camp misery and camp remain here? I ask you then, where?"
The taxi driver is speaking directly to us. And I think that is so powerful, and in many ways, the only way to tell this story is to give him the direct address.
And yet he, in the poem, he concedes that he's talking nonsense. In other words, there isn't really a coherent story to tell. It doesn't add up and it doesn't make sense, and there's no way to live comfortably with it.
"But I am talking nonsense again, as I have since that night we fetched a child, not ours, from the sea, drifting face down in a life vest."
That's an image everyone's familiar with. It's arresting, and it's sort of become a meme, which is unfortunate and terrible. So the language for it kind of brings it back to the way we need to rethink this image that we were sort of forced to see in the news, let's say. There's an idea, I suppose, of witness as being, you know, something we're familiar with, that somebody tells a story and bears witness. But what I admire in this poet's work is that that witnessing forces us to do something. I mean, you have to think things and do things. It's not like just listening passively to a story, an account, a narrative, or a poem. It evokes something else and kind of makes that story resonant.
"You tell me you are a poet. If so, our destination is the same. I find myself now the boatman driving a taxi at the end of the world. I will see that you arrive safely, my friend. I will get you there."
You can read The Boatman by Carolyn Forché in the October 2016 issue of Poetry Magazine or online at poetrymagazine.org. Let us know what you thought of this program and this new weekly format. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org.
The Poetry Magazine podcast is recorded by Ed Herman and produced by Curtis Fox. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm Lindsay Garbutt.
And I'm Don Scher. Thanks for listening.